So I want to try to tell the story of Sam Johnson's marriage in 3 minutes. It lasted 17 years, so we'll see how this goes. Things were good at first. They get married in 1735. They look for work for Sam. He tries to get a job as a school teacher, a schoolmaster. And basically what happens is that he can't find work there in the area. And a few years later, after trying to do that, they even set up their own school because his wife has some money that they use. But eventually he basically moves to London to make his living as a writer, taking one of his students with him. David Garrick went with him to London as well. They were often separated for long periods of time. Johnson came back sometimes to visit, and there was a time at which Teddy also moved to London, so they also lived in London as well. But it is on her side basically a kind of a story of deterioration, where she becomes, effectively she becomes a drug addict, she's addicted to opium, and becomes a kind of a different person because of that. There's a lot of stories about the sort of the humor about it. They've gotten a lot of arguments where, for example, she wanted cleanliness more than he did, and she would tell him that after a while Sam would get tired of it and saying, we've had enough to say about the floor, why don't we have a go at the ceiling now? That sort of thing. Or when she would say when he's about to say grace for a meal, she would say, maybe you shouldn't say grace for, ask blessing for a meal now that you're going to damn in 40 minutes from now or whatever, that sort of thing. But there was a lot of passion between them as well, and there were some incidents too of people witnessing that, some of the students too. But Sam was away. And that had a big effect on the marriage. But he was very dedicated to her. And after she died, and basically she died, I've mentioned here before on this blog and on this site about the Rambler, this series of essays that he did. The last one he produced was March 14th, 1752. She died 3 days later, March 17th, 1752. So it's a tragic thing. It really was a lot. There was a lot of pleasure and possibility there, but in the end, it turned out to be something that was, I think, most of as a sort of a sad thing.